we just saw it was an opportunity. My daughter already worked at the cafe, and I went on a website where you can buy small businesses, and it had just come up, and it was in the local area where we live, and it just there at the right time. So they say, don't have, there's never a good time to buy a house, have a baby, and there's never a good time to buy a business, it would seem.
Did you think twice at all because of what's going on at the moment? I mean, did you have any hesitations, or was it just, if we don't do it now, perhaps we never will sort of attitude?
Yes, what we did do was a huge amount of research. We spoke to people that we know that already have small businesses. We also took financial advice, and I remember vividly sitting in our kitchen with an accountant who said, "I don't think you should do this," and myself and my husband looking at each other and just justifying to him why this was a good idea. And now we're only 10 weeks in, and we often look at each other and say, "Don't mention that. Don't, let's not talk about it."
What are the big challenges then? And I know it's very early days, but are you happy with the decision that you made?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I mean, the challenges, the good things that happen do outweigh the challenges. The challenges that we've really faced is the fact that we don't have any industry experience. We're very reliant on the people that already worked there. We are in an industry that neither of us have any experience in. So little things, for example, not having change to go in the till might, for another business, that's easy to sort out. From our point of view, we just look at each other. The local banks have all closed, so we can't just pop to the bank and get change. So that's when we kind of rely on the other local traders in the high street who have been amazing. Pop to them and say, "What shall I do?" And they say, "Oh, here you go. We've been to the bank. You can have some of our change." So things like that have been amazing. Very, very supportive local traders has really helped us out.
Obviously, energy prices is the one thing that everyone has been talking about. Because you've taken over at this particular time, I guess you don't really know what it was like previously, but have the staff who have been there for a while told you anything about that, or what is it like at the moment?
Well, there is help out there. The thing is that we've had to do is actually go and find it. I've found it quite surprising that it wasn't, there isn't a way in which small businesses can kind of find this out. So we had to go searching. The electricity obviously is going up, and but we did the same as you would with a house. We've looked on comparison websites. There's companies that do that for small businesses, and they've worked with us to find the best deals that they can. The one thing that I have found surprising was the thing that has shocked me the most, I suppose, is the rates, the local business rates. What I thought was a annual bill turned out to be a quarterly bill, which I don't even know why I'm laughing because that is really not funny. So, I was very surprised at that, and I rang the council and spoke to them about it. And then I did realise that because we are in the hospitality sector, there are discounts that apply to us, but also there are a discount because we only have one business. We're a sole, well, because we have one business, we were entitled to another discount as well, which has brought that down. So, as I say, there is, I feel that there is support out there, but we do have to actually go and find it.
And what about produce and the things that you're bringing in to obviously sell? Because, well, we've seen supermarkets shelves empty at the moment of fruit and veg. Obviously, you're focusing on coffee, but do you do other bits and pieces? And how's getting that in been affected?
This week, we haven't noticed it so much, but anything that you plan for, and we've planned for things like the economy, and we could never have guessed that there'd be a tomato and cucumber shortage. So that's kind of come as a bit of a surprise. At the moment, our suppliers seem to be okay. We're able to get those goods. We as part of our what we offer, we obviously do cakes, we do sandwiches, and we also do like things like jacket potatoes and pastries, and those are served with a side salad. And at the moment, we are able to get the ingredients that we need to do that. But certainly, I'm very, very surprised that tomatoes and cucumbers would be something that causes me sleepless nights.
Yeah, I mean, who thought that was going to happen? And we've spoken
Exactly.
to a farmer who said it could go on for several months. So might you have to adapt ever so
Oh,
slightly what you're
absolutely.
doing?
We, of course we will. And that's what's quite nice about having a small business, just a family business that we can make these decisions very quickly and easily, and we can adapt things quickly. If we were part of a bigger organisation, obviously it might take a while to get these things done, but we're a very small team and we really, really, we can make decisions very quickly and change what we're doing very quickly as well.